It's Friday, you know what that means. It's time for another Gay Day podcast. I'm Zach, I'm gay, and I'm your host. Hey guys, welcome to another Gay Day podcast. I'm Zach, this is Friday, the 4th of October, 2019. And today we've got an interesting show planned for you today. So last episode, I had briefly mentioned that all my friends think I'm a horrible gay. I'm just a bad gay. I don't have the right clothes. I don't know all the gay knowledge things like RuPaul's Drag Race or know how to dress myself or things like that. And so I've got a guest on today, Caleb here. Say hi, Caleb.
Hey.
He's going to help me kind of discuss what that is, why I'm a bad gay, and how he's a better gay than I am, even though he's not even gay. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to play a little bit of a naughty game this week where we have a random list of objects that one of our producers put together for us. I haven't seen the list yet, but we're going to open that list at the end of the podcast, and we are going to determine which hole each of those items would go into if, say, we were alone at home or not alone at home, on the bus or on the train or, you know, wherever we happen to be. So we will just guess the hole, or we would say what hole that would go into, and I think that'll be a pretty interesting topic because I know being a gay, I guess that would, like, everything goes in every hole, but it would be interesting to see what that comes like from a straight guy. So let's just kind of get into it. First, I got to make sure I whore out my social accounts, so definitely hit me up on Instagram, Yup It's Zach, and Twitter, Yup It's Zach. That's Yupitszac. The conversation continues there, and user engagement is key. So make sure you join me there. Also, I post a lot of really cool shit, and sometimes I post things that are specifically related to the podcast. So yeah, make sure you hit me there. And now we can just kind of fucking jump into this and see where it goes. So Caleb, thanks for joining us today. You know, we have guests from all over the world on the podcast, and we have several other guests lined up as well. So you're among that elite class of guests for the Gay Day podcast. So thanks for that. Now, everybody has always said I'm a bad gay, and I think it's very common knowledge that I am, mainly because I sounded like a fucking posh dick there. Because I don't say because, I say because. So I'm not like a faggy fag, like effeminate. Yeah, I don't I don't put on makeup. I don't care a purse, but I do love amiens. But anyway, so a lot of times when we're just kind of fucking around, you know, I've known Caleb for a long, long time. And a lot of times when we're just fucking around, not in the literal sense, in the figurative sense.
Messing around.
That doesn't sound better.
Doesn't sound better.
At all.
More so, hanging out.
Yeah, just chill. No. Actually, that's okay. The thing. In like gay world, hanging out means fucking. Chilling means fucking. Messing around means fucking. Saying hi means fucking. Like, everything means fucking in the gay world, so it's really hard to keep that clear. But just so we are clear, we were not fucking. So now that we got that taken care of, when we are... This is so awkward now because I don't know what to call it. When we are around each other, and we are just kind of, you know, messing around with YouTube videos or kind of like creating content together or whatever it is, you're way better gay than I am in most cases. Like, you can fucking be gay. Like, you got that. It's kind of like for those that have watched Modern Family, right? So you have the two gays, right? You have Cam and James?
Mitch.
Yeah. The super, super gay one isn't actually gay.
Yeah.
Cam. He is, I guess, a man, like a very straight man.
He's straight, yeah.
In everyday life. But he makes an amazing gay, and I think you're kind of
I'm kind of the Cam of your life. So I'm not really gay, but I can play gay. That sounds wrong.
Gay for pay, you know, $20 is $20.
Yeah. See, I don't know how to word that, but
Well, so that, you know, this...
So it's kind of like, I'm a really good actor, acting gay, I guess.
So let's kind of solidify what we're saying here in the studio right now. And basically what's going to happen is I'm going to give a couple examples of instances where Caleb has outgayed me. And then he's going to kind of enact that example here in the studio. You'll hear kind of what the result of that is. For those of you that want to kind of follow along and engage on this, again, hit my socials, Yup It Zach Instagram, Yup It Zach Twitter. We can have a lot of fucking fun there, posting shit and kind of carrying on this conversation. Tweet me examples. You know, are you a bad gay? Do you have a friend that's a better gay than you are that's not actually gay? Fucking tweet it to me. Let's get both of you on the fucking podcast. First example would be, we're just kind of randomly talking, or one thing about that Caleb and I both share in common, we are very mature, well-rounded people until we get together.
Yes.
And then we both have a dramatic decrease in IQ points, and our maturity is just very gone. True. There's just none. This could be just a regular, normal conversation in Walmart.
Yeah.
And then Caleb goes straight into gay.
Yeah.
So one of the more common themes, or the more common examples of this, are his "Hey girl," "Hey girl." So he can gay the fuck out of that. And I've been, "Hey girl," trying to kind of figure it out. But all gays call each other girls and bitches.
Yeah.
And they do it in a very, like, gay way. But I haven't quite picked up on that yet. And I think everybody's a bitch when you're gay, too. Like, just everybody's a bitch, whether it's a good bitch or a bad bitch or a neutral bitch or, you know, whatever type of bitch it is. Yeah. They're just a fucking bitch, I guess, because gays are, everybody is a bitch to gays. But so let's start with the "Hey girl" example. Show us how to gayly "Hey girl."
So to gayly "Hey girl," it's just "Hey girl."
Right. So he has that inflection. He's got he kind of draws it out. He's got it. He even had, for those in the that can't see us, for the viewers or listeners rather, he even had the head. The gay head
move.
You gotta like,
throw the head in there, otherwise it looks weird if you're just sitting there. "Hey girl," if you gotta tilt your head to the right. It's like a "Hey girl."
So kind of like Antoine Dodson.
Yeah.
And his we go off you can run and tail dad or whatever at the end where he cocks his head over. So that was a "Hey girl," only like gayer, right? So "Hey girl."
I think the thing is, you're not going as high as an octave as you should, because you're kind of staying low. "Hey girl," it's a "Hey girl."
"Hey girl."
That's better.
It's better. That's better. I'm a manly man, you know. I get swole at the gym, and I do all those, you know, douchey things that men do. So, no, I totally don't. Other things get swole when I'm in the room. But
I was gonna say, we're on an explicit show, so
we are. Like, oh no, this podcast. I've received a lot of messages over our first episode, and like, people are like, they're confused. Like, they're not sure if they were just mind fucked, right? Because last episode I did with my mother, like the very first episode, it was a special episode, and we wanted to talk about, you know, we talked about my coming out story or how I didn't come out.
But she knew, yeah.
And, you know, we talked about a few different things. We talked about some very, most people would say, inappropriate things that a mother and son wouldn't communicate with. So, like, my podcast, people were like, "Wow, that's really cool. I'm glad you guys have that that relationship." And then they're also like, "That's fucking gross and inappropriate. Why the fuck are you having this goddamn conversation with your fucking mother?" And, you know, this is those responses. You just want to kind of like, you know, the snap and like bump your
snap
ass in your head.
With your head, yeah.
Like, "Bitch." Like,
what? No. But see, you're too low. You got to go higher. Bitch.
But that's a good.
You draw it out.
So that's another good, you know, segue or transition into our next word, bitch, right?
Yeah.
Every fucking gay calls everybody a bitch.
Yes.
I'm a bitch to another gay. Another gay, I guess, is a bitch to me, too. But good bitch, unless we're not friends. So what I want to cover now, or what I want to talk about now, are the differences in bitches.
Okay.
So you have like bitch, like very neutral, I think, a very neutral bitch. You have an angry bitch. You have a, like a sassy bitch. And then you have like a friend bitch, right? So do you know the differences between those? Can you say them? I think you can, because I've heard you say versions of these before. Okay. So then the first one here is going to be friend bitch. So so you're out on the town, you know, you've got your gays with you. What do straight people have? Because like gays have like fag hags, and we all always hang around like really hot girls. So we got our squad of bitches with us, right?
Right.
That's usually how it works. What do straights have?
Friends, I guess. They're not like, I mean, we don't really call them anything but friends.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like, that's my bitch. Or
so you've got your friends, you've got your squad of, or your friends with you. And no, you guys call them squads or crew. You guys call them crew if it's bros.
Okay, yeah.
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 And oh man, I see
some people go gang, but
and just so everybody knows that, like, when I see a group of friends, you know, with their like muscle shirts and their nice hair, and you know, the whole group is just there kind of hanging out and just being so
masculine.
So yummy and delicious and I kind of like the guy that we saw at Panda at lunch before we came back to the studio. Oh God. Okay. You know what? We have to digress here because like we have to cover this. So we went for some trashy fast food, right? Panda Express. It's a great chain. It's not real Chinese food, which is why I love it. And so we're there, you know, we order. I'm just like, yo, give me this fucking plate. Give me some shit in it. Good. Right.
Right.
The crew is very. One thing that I do, I judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
So if the cover has a good book in it, that's great. If it has a good cover, right? If it has a bad cover, I'm going to take that book that I took off the shelf, you know, in the this book library theme analogy that I'm giving here. And I'm going to take that book and throw it in the trash and pick another book. It's just like Tinder or Ginder or Grindr, you know, whatever. You just keep scrolling until you find something that's delicious, that looks like it might taste good, that you want to taste, and then you go taste it, right? So anyway, that's also how I pick my food, by the way. I'm very shallow on food, too. But anyway, so we get our food and we sit down and eat, you know, and we're having very inappropriate conversations, as we always do, about various different subjects, nothing in particular. And this is when he walks in. So he walks in and I'm just like, oh, wow, this looks interesting. And, you know, I was very tactful about it. I was like, oh, that's a very handsome fellow over there.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Something to that effect.
This bitch is drooling over this dude that just walked in the door and comes up with some excuse about how he has to go get more food just so he can get a closer look at him.
Yeah. And I checked Grindr. Unfortunately, he wasn't present. He didn't show up on the Gaydar app. And anyway, so, you know, I don't, like, stare creepy.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I very discreetly kind of peek every now and then. Anyway, this guy was gorgeous. He was tall. He had a sexy accent. He looked good in red, too. Like, let me say that. But I think his uniform probably would have been... It would have been a more comfortable environment if he didn't wear a shirt, you know, because one thing that you have to worry about when you work in that industry is the heat. You know, kitchens get hot.
Yeah, they do.
And he was hot. And I think he would have been safer and more comfortable, you know, protected from heat exhaustion or heat stroke, but probably not protected from rape if he would have taken his shirt off. But anyway, so the point was this guy was fucking sexy. And very delicious, and there were so many things that I wanted to do with him and to him, and oh God, it could have been an amazing lunch. But anyway, I got distracted. What were we? Oh, different levels of bitch. That's right. So let's get back onto topic now that I've killed so many minutes here. The different levels of bitch. Right. Okay. So you're with your crew. Oh, right. And that got me started on sexy men, and that's how we gotcha. That's how we fell off track.
Bodybuilder types.
So, no, not bodybuilders. No. I don't like, muscle-bound motherfuckers like Vin Diesel type shit. That's not me. I like some abs. You know, I like a nice six pack that I can lick. You know, I like some tone and some definition on the arms and, oh, yes. But anyway, so you're walking around with your friends.
Fuck off.
And your crew are chilling down the road. Okay, actually, this analogy doesn't even make sense because a gay guy or a straight guy wouldn't be all bitch all the time.
So you're walking down the road.
Okay, so you're with your bitches. You're with your squad. You're with your team. You're, you know, with whatever else we call groups of people when we're gay. And you see another friend, okay? So here's the scenario. You guys are BFFs or GBFFs, gay best friends forever. With a heart and a smiley face and whatever sprinkles and glitter. And you say bitch. What's that bitch sound like?
It's a friend, right?
It's so, a friend, a good friend.
Somebody you know.
A really good friend.
It's a hey bitch.
So it's just a hey bitch?
Yeah.
Okay. Now what if you're like super, super close? Like so fucking excited to see this bitch because you haven't seen this bitch in so damn long.
So that's when you you kick up the gay a little bit. So it'd be like a hey bitch.
Okay, so you got that really annoying like super high hey bitch type thing. Okay. So then next up we have a bitch that you're like, I would not push this bitch in front of a train, but
if it happened,
if I saw her stuck on the track, I would drop a brick on her head so she would be unconscious when she got ran over by the train.
That's thoughtful.
Exactly. So you're still a little thoughtful to this bitch, but you also wouldn't shed a tear. It would be more of an inconvenience if you had to go to her funeral.
Wow.
What kind of bitch is that?
I don't even know if I know that kind of bitch.
It's like an angry bitch, like a this fucking bitch.
Yeah, I think it'd be like this fucking bitch.
Okay, so what are the different bitches you do know?
Well, the super friendly, hey bitch, and okay, so you're drinking and somebody spills their shit on you. It's a wow, bitch.
Kind okay, of, so you got a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, watch yourself, bitch. Yeah, square like up. What would the gay version up? Wand up? Like a
fairy dust up? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So
hit his socials and let us know what that is.
You don't get to whore my socials, okay? Well, this is my fucking podcast. But what are my socials?
It's Zach. On Instagram and Twitter.
And how do you spell that for those dumb bitches out there?
YUPITSZAC.
Oh my god. Okay, you need to do this with a clap, okay?
Okay, alright.
So what are my fucking Instagram socials?
Bitch.
That's a good bitch.
YUPITSZAC.
And that's on Instagram.
Instagram. And Twitter.
Twitter, that hard T, like delivered. Yeah, that hard T, deliver. Yes. Oh, man, I live for this shit. Okay.
See, and this is all just playing. Like, I'm not actually gay, but I do a better impression of a gay than Zach does, and he's actually gay.
As fuck. Gay as fuck. One other thing that's interesting, and this kind of sucks, too, when I go out. So When I go out, I look straight as fuck. It doesn't matter how I try to gay it up. It just never gays. I never gay right. I can't gay. And so I go out to a club, and everybody just thinks I'm with one of the 30,000 fucking bridesmaids or brides here for their bachelorette parties. And they're just like, oh, I don't want to mess with that bitch's husband. No, bro, come on. Like, get it. Like, let's do something. I dress very straight. I like the way I dress, but it's not very gay. And so I'm a bottom, and the way I dress and my personality is very not gay or bottom. It's very straight, like, bitch, let's go. Let's, you know, like, I'm going to talk in my deep voice here because you know, I'm being straight, but, you know, and so we had gone, I drug Caleb out to a gay club in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
And there was this DJ that was playing.
Oh my god, not and... DJ. No.
So DJ Lesbian, and this is fucking amazing. So, you know, I tried to be like to dress nice, like to dress cool to go out, you know, maybe get some dick. And he dressed tell him what you were.
So, I think I was wearing shorts and like a t-shirt or something.
Yeah. White t-shirt, was it?
White t-shirt, something like that.
And the reason that's important is because DJ Lesbian was wearing a very similar type of shorts.
Yeah.
And a very similar white t-shirt.
I've never been there before, so I didn't know what she looked like until we were already there. And apparently, I dressed like her that
almost
night.
Exactly. Also, he had gotten a bad haircut from a guy that we used to go to in the valley for hair. And he got a lesbian haircut.
Yes.
Like, it was very, like, very specifically a fucking lesbian haircut. So you combine the fact that he's at a gay club, he is wearing these, like, dykish shorts.
I think they were, like, cargo shorts or something.
Exactly.
So they didn't work.
Exactly. And this t-shirt on with this, like, the hair... the haircut was very, it was like short on the sides, but kind of like straight up, like, like almost kind of squarish, like dykey haircut. Like, it was fucking great. And, we need to get an illustration of that done so I can tweet that out.
Yeah.
But, yup, it's Zach, YUPITSZAC on Twitter. But, anyway, so we get to the gay club and DJ Lesbian's up there doing, you know, her mediocre DJing, and it wasn't horrible, but it just wasn't, it wasn't great either. But, so she takes a break. I guess she had to go pee or eat some pussy in the bathroom or, you know, whatever. I'm just thinking about what I go to the restroom for when I'm at a gay club. Not for pussy, but, you know. And anyway, so she takes a break and she squeezes past us. So where we're standing drinking another vodka Red Bull.
God, we were way too
like,
far in.
Most of the time when we go out, we spend like, and when we go out in Vegas, we spend like maybe $200 or so, and I drink like 180 of that.
Yeah.
This time though, we were in it pretty fucking evenly, I think.
Yeah.
And anyway, so she squeezes past us. Tell us the story.
Squeezed past us, and I looked at it. It was like looking in a mirror, and I was like, wait, is that me? What the fuck? Hold on.
And I was like, where are you going, Caleb? Okay, so not.
Meanwhile, I'm over on the other side of him, so he thinks I'm going somewhere else.
But she was just shorter, but they looked fucking the same.
Yeah,
exactly. Caleb looked like DJ Lesbian. DJ Lesbian looked like Caleb.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I don't think any of the gay guys tried to hit that while we were there because they all thought he was a lesbian.
Yeah.
I'm sure all those bitches in there wanted on it.
They thought I was a lesbian DJ.
So far, we have the gay voice and gay attitude or sass that Caleb has that I do not have. Yeah. He is not a gay. I am a gay. You know, I might actually call this cultural appropriation. But,
oh, fuck off.
But yeah,
you're
I'm
just
triggered
because you can't play gay.
I'm fucking triggered right now. But so we have that. We have the fact that he for sure can dress gay, at least lesbian. Like, he's fucking
like a lesbian.
He's fucking got that.
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult, but I'll take it.
I just wish that you had some like boots, work boots on, like maybe a hard hat or a reflective vest. But so he can dress like a lesbian. I can't do that. The next thing that's interesting, that's super cool, and I think it's just kind of because you're fucking chill.
Yeah.
But you get along great with like drag queens and transsexuals and like things like that. Not things, like people of that group, right?
Yeah.
And that's fucking cool. Like, mm-hmm. I actually have a picture of you with, can I tweet that?
Yeah.
Of you with a drag queen, don't I? I have a picture in here somewhere with of you with a drag queen.
Uh-huh.
when we were out, actually the same night. Was it the same night?
It was the same night.
Okay. Too. So yeah, I'll tweet that later. So make sure you follow, hit my social, Yup It's Zach, and I'll definitely tweet that picture. It's a really cool picture. The drag queen was fucking awesome. It was a drag show, which you hadn't been to a drag show before, right?
No, I haven't been to a drag show before.
What did you think of that? Like, from as a straight dude or straight bro, or I don't know what you straights call each other.
As a straighty, as we...
Bullshit. No, I've never heard a motherfucker refer to himself as a straighty. I'm a straighty.
As a straight white male, I'm going to have to say it was amazing. As a straight feller.
Feller? Did you really just say feller?
No.
What are you, a fucking hillbilly? No.
As a straight guy, it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Some of the drag queens were convincing.
And some had dick bulges and that weren't tucked quite right.
Some didn't tuck it right, but, you know.
Yeah, so, like, there are a lot of really cool drag queens. The only thing I don't like, so there's two things that I fucking hate about drag shows. One, music. Like, so when they DJ for a drag show, they start playing a song. They start kicking some fucking Cardi. They start kicking some fucking Nicki. Bitch, shut up. I want to listen to the music, okay?
Yeah, they
I don't
start
give
to
a fuck what
you're
talking about.
Stuff.
Well, a lot of times they're lip syncing, right? But they only do, like, parts of the song, okay? I'm like... I want to fucking dance to this song.
That was
like, shut the fuck up.
That was one of the things that kind of annoyed me too, because they kept switching the song up like mid song.
I know.
That
or they play
super
like
annoying.
They would fucking play like a couple seconds and then stop. A lot of that has to do with licensing, right? So you have different levels of licensing you can
if
have.
If you don't have that license, don't play that song.
No, and it's just like, so there's that. And then they usually get so fucking political.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking care.
Don't care what your take is.
Look, I come to a club to drink.
Yep.
To listen to music and to get fucked, to get laid. That's why I go to a club. I don't want to hear all this political bullshit. Right. I don't give a fuck. But other than those two things, they're really cool when they play music that I know or music from this century.
Music that you know. Yeah, that's a big one.
Right? That's another actually, that brings me to another topic. That's super interesting here, because my taste in music is also less gay than your taste in music, right? So Diana and I had and I mentioned Diana before, she's a good friend. And anyway, we had a combined playlist on Spotify. It's also public, by the way, so you could find it. It's Gay Meets Baller is the name of this playlist. And for all you guys out there, grab it, follow it, play it. It's a nice playlist. But it's like, it's funny because the title, we called it Gay Meets Baller. But the joke was that she was more gay than I was, right? Because her list or her contributions to this playlist had a lot of just like bitch music, like a lot of like gay songs. And, you know, like a lot of Britney, I'm opening Spotify now on my phone to kind of see, you know, an idea of what some of those were. It's a long playlist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's got Rain Over Me. That's actually a good one. Play Hard. Then it's got, like, Anaconda and Super Bass, which, you know, I will say I can fucking get down with. Super Bass,
like, yes.
Ooh,
that's a straight song, too. Everybody can get down to that.
Starships. Oh, my gosh. I know every fucking word. So we were at this party in Berlin, I think. It was actually when Diana and I met. It was a birthday party. I was sleeping with the guy who had a friend who was a friend of this person who had a birthday, right? So naturally, we were all there.
Okay.
And anyway, so Starships came on and I'm like, oh, I got this, right? So I start going in. I start going in on this song, right? And I'm going, you know, people are looking. They're like, this motherfucker, fucking Americans, you know, and this is in Berlin. And Then Diana is across the room and she's like, she's starting to go in on this song. We end up both standing up, just fucking getting it. Just every fucking word, every beat. We fucking got this. And that's how we knew. Yeah, that bitch. That bitch. And there's another use of bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, so like your top five gay songs, what are they?
I would put, yeah, probably number one would be Starships. I know most of the words, probably not as much as you do, but
oh, I fucking own that song. And that's facts. That's that fucking facts. Maybe one podcast will do a fucking sing off or something. Not that I can sing, so it'll be like a noise off. But
noise off.
But that's fucking facts. I got that.
Then probably Super Bass. That's a good one. It's Nikki.
So those of you not in the studio, when he said Nikki, he had that little the eyebrows up, the head to the side, Nikki, like Nikki. Why are you so good at being gay?
I don't know. It's so when I was little, I used to do a lot of like voice impressions and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay,
so
but when you were little, your voice impressions were sirens and tractors.
And then it kind of went into
gay.
Gay. I mean, you know.
I mean, I can get behind some firemen, like, for sure. So I can see that connection.
Those volunteer firefighters from the Midwest. Is that what you can get into?
Right. Anyway. Speaking of which, I'm gonna be in Little Rock next week. I think it's gonna be a very like I've been there before, so I'm speaking at a conference, and basically I'm kind of rambling about some smart shit and saying some cool stuff and hopefully not fucking it up. And anyway, like, there are people from all over the world that are gonna be at this conference. So there's going to be a nice pool of Grindr people, or you know, of friends, like-minded individuals to share, you know, companionship.
Yeah, why, that what you call it?
I feel like a Craigslist ad.
Yeah.
But anyway, so anybody that's going to be in Little Rock, fucking hit me up on Twitter. We can chill in whatever sense of the word you're interested in that.
Chill
be.
By the gay version of that.
But anyway.
So I'm just a guest on the show, but. What's your type of male companionship,
okay.
If you want to?
So, no, I've actually been very vocal about describing the dudes that I will take into my bed or my park bench or my train
or my
airplane bathroom, which, by the way, just a fair warning to anybody that is on a flight with me, my aim is horrible in the aircraft restrooms. I fucking pissed all over that restroom when I flew back from Berlin. We hit a little turbulence. You know, there's a lot to kind of control down there.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, I'm not liable for that. But if you ever see me go into an airplane restroom or restroom, don't go in after. Unless you want to go in with, and then we can chat about that, you know. And you know what? It actually depends on how long the flight is. You know, about 2-3 hours into a flight, my standards have, like, we can probably work something out. Like,
wow.
We can probably work something out. But so first, before I answer your question, this is my motherfucking podcast.
I know it is.
Okay? I will ask the fucking questions. And two, my type of man, okay, is within half a mile of me.
Oh, wow.
If I'm super horny, a mile. No, so, like, I like those.
But they have to travel to you, right?
Actually, I very rarely invite people over to my apartment.
That's
very
smart.
Rarely. It's equally dangerous whether you go to them or they go to you, right?
That's fucking why you do it in the park.
Right, exactly. A park or a public place is a safe place to have sex. Because you know, if you get murdered, it's right there in the park. Somebody saw it. You know, it's right there in Walmart or in H&M. Yeah. You know, somebody saw it. So my type of man is strong, muscular, very toned, kind of darker skin. So like, white boys are like, okay, that's great. You're there.
That's that, 1 mile thing for the white boys.
For the white boys, like they gotta be within 20 feet of me to really act on something. Like, I'm not going to go too much effort into this. But I've met some white guys that were like, holy fuck, like, oh my God, yes. And I've met and slept with some that were amazing, and I've met and slept with some that were like not. You know, I'm an equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity slut. Lay.
And lay, yeah. And so, like, my type of man is very physical. Yeah, should have some ambitions and stuff too.
Right.
Big dick. You know, that type of thing. What's your type of woman? What does a bitch that sits in your lap look like? And don't go all fucking emo on me either.
What do you mean? No. So it's tall.
I like tall guys too.
Tall. A little bit of a tan to her. Blue eyes, blonde hair. Nice set of assets.
Just say tits.
I'm trying to be respectable here.
Why? Have you not heard anything that we've talked about, or did you not listen to the last podcast? You had listened to a clip from the next podcast too. It's like, this is a fucking trashy podcast. So you like tall.
Yeah.
Good tits.
Yep.
Like what? Like, okay, tit size. This is interesting. So obviously I like my men to not have giant tits. However, like a very muscular chest,
yeah,
like with toned, oh
toned
God,
pecs.
Toned pecs is like, I will. Oh, and, oh, I think I need a minute. but, so what size tits do you look for in a bitch? Like, so are you like, you want like little white girl titties that are
no.
a little cute and perky?
No.
Or
no.
do you go to an extreme like dog's wife where
no.
her tits are bigger
no.
than most cars?
Jesus,
or like
no.
where do you...
So like a good handful is good. Good handful, you know, something to hold on to.
So like when you're crossing the street or whatever?
Yeah. For sure.
Okay. So, right. then, yeah. So that's kind of what a dude for me looks like. Very shallow. Should be smart. Like, so like I have this image and history of being a very slutty, shallow person. And while I am, and I own that, and I take pride in that, for the most part, I will say that there's nothing sexier than intelligence. I slept with this guy. It was a regular fuck buddy for a while who wasn't that cute. He wasn't very attractive at all. But he was so fucking smart. So he got fuck buddy status for at least a few weeks. Like, it was a while.
Wow, that's a long time.
And in gay world, that's a fucking lifetime. Gays go through 4 relationships a day. Like, and they all have big dramatic breakups.
Of course.
So that's super interesting. I'm going to take a quick break, just a couple minute break here. You know, like most podcasts, you got to fucking hear from our sponsors and all that shit. So just bear with me and come back after this, because when we get back, we are going to play a fucking game that is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's the first time we've ever played this game here. We're going to figure out what... We have a list of objects from the producers, and we're going to figure out what hole that would go in. This is going to be fucking
great.
It's
going to be great. We don't know what the objects are yet, but I think it'll be interesting.
Thanks for listening to that from our sponsors. You know, it costs money and all that shit, so we got to play that stuff. And they're pretty cool people, those guys. So welcome back. So I've got Caleb here in the studio with me, and, you know, one of the few guests that we have that aren't remote, that are actually in the valley. And get to experience the studio here with me and see me in person, which is, let me tell you, quite a treat. So I'm not arrogant.
Well, I don't know about
I'm very
that.
Humble. But anyway, so what we are going to do now is play a game.
What can you stuff in my hole?
Butt. Pussy. Throw.
So, the game is easy. I have a list here written down, and it was handwritten by one of our producers, so that's exciting. And I don't know what the list looks like, but it's a list of objects that the producers just kind of came up with. And the goal is we're going to discuss which hole of the body. So we have the mouth, we have the ass. So that's what we're going to do for each of these. And so I'm going to uncover the list right now, and we're going to see what's here. And by the way, the way I'm uncovering this is I'm sliding it down so we uncover one object at a time. So it's still a complete surprise when we see each of these objects. So our first object here is... Oh, man. Okay, so our first object here is a bowling pin. You have a mouth and you have an asshole. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I'm not putting this in my mouth. I like black guys. Okay.
Are we talking like mini bowling set, or
that's
are we
true? It doesn't
like
say.
A...
It doesn't say. So yeah, because there's mini bowling. There's like life size bowling.
I'm not doing anything with life size bowling.
I'm not fucking with that. No. And there's also like regular bowling. I'm going to assume a regular bowling pin. Uh-huh. We're getting a nod from the producer over there. It is just a regular bowling pin, our pin. So mouth or ass, where's this go for you? You're going to suck
mouth.
It. You're gonna. Those are your options. You got to suck it or sit on it. So.
Suck or sit on it and suck it. No. Nope.
So
that's not going up in this booty.
So you're going to blow the bowling pin and I'm going to ride the bowling pin.
I go first.
Yeah. I didn't realize we were sharing one. Okay. So. Fuck me. Okay.
If we're sharing one, I go first.
Hey, then it will be slick. All right. So I can just slide it on in. So,
Jesus Christ.
Fuck me. So, that was a bowling pin. Where do you think your, so everybody out there that's listening, tweet me, yup, it's Zach. Tell me where you would stick a bowling pin. Which hole of yours would you put this bowling pin in? You could also let me know if you're also going to share the bowling pin that we're using.
Yeah. We're about diversity.
Use the hashtag GayDayHoles. That's GayDayHoles. Hashtag GayDayHoles. And tweet which hole you would put this object in, the bowling pin. And make sure you tweet all of these objects that we're going to do too.
Yeah.
And we'll take some of those responses and include them in the next podcast. So moving on to the next hole or the... The next
We're jumping
object.
Holes now.
The next object. I mean, it's an adventurous night. So we have a toilet brush. What the fuck is a toilet brush?
The handle?
Oh, for cleaning it. Oh, okay. Like the fuzzy thing. Yeah. A toilet brush. Okay. I wonder which end. Is this going to be?
No.
This is going to be the handle? Not the handle. So producer over there saying not the handle.
Ooh.
Wow. Is
That's
it new?
Mouth.
Is it new? Has it been used?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Has it been used in a toilet yet?
No.
Okay, so we're going to assume, I'm going to say it's new because I'm not fucking touching it if it's not. Like, although I guess every dick I touch is used, right? So, it doesn't clean toilets, but it probably has been in worse. I don't know. So toilet brush, not the handle, the fuzzy part. Toilet brush. Ooh. Where do you put it? I'm going to say mouth.
Mouth. Yeah.
Like that fucking sucks.
That would
but
hurt going in.
No, that would like literally rip my ass open. Like
then it'll be easier for him to get in there.
Okay. That was cringy. But I'm going to have to say mouth on that one, because, like, and that's fucking gross, but it's brand new. I said it's brand new because I'm not fucking with a used one. And it hasn't been in anybody else's holes. It's completely fresh. And I would say mouth, because mouth. I can, like, I have some good head game. Like, I got some throat skill, and I can get that brush in there. But
it didn't say you had to deep throat.
Oh,
it.
Right. Okay, Jesus. Well, no, I'm just saying. So,
just
anyway.
Put it in your mouth and take it out.
Right, yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I was saying. Anyway, so for me, it's mouth. Where are you putting it?
Mouth.
Mouth, yeah. Also mouth. So yeah. We've got mouth in the studio. Nobody wants to shove the fuzzy part of a toilet brush up their ass, nope. I guess. All you gays out there, tweet this one to me also. Remember, Gay Day Holes is the hashtag. Hashtag Gay Day Holes, GayDayHoles. Tell me your answer. Where would you shove a toilet brush? Which of your holes?
Not the handle.
Not the handle, the fuzzy part. So moving on to the next one. What the fuck? How the fuck do you guys come up with this shit? Okay, moving on to the next one is a cantaloupe. That's like the orange watermelon, right? The smaller watermelon. Who the fuck, like, is...
Okay, that's easy,
that's
though.
Mouth.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Because you cut it up.
No, producer says, no, it's not cut up, it's whole. Just like all these objects are whole.
What?
I actually know some friends, and they know who they are, that could probably just sit on this and pick it up with their ass and then go to the gym. So, like, I'm not throwing shade, but there's some gapers out there. I can't put this in my ass.
I can't put it in my mouth either, but...
No, but,
I think,
like,
you would try for your mouth rather than your ass.
My mouth has a bigger hole than my ass does, so... But my mouth hole doesn't stretch like an asshole would stretch, right? People fist.
That's true. People double fist and all kinds of
crazy
shit.
Oh, wow, you're getting specific there.
Yeah, no, I mean...
People double fist and...
Lie.
Yeah, there's this technique and, you know, you just kind of ease it in, you know. I heard.
Once you get one in, the other one slides right in. From what I hear.
Okay, I mean, you do you. No judgment here. So cantaloupe, I'm going to have to say mouth. It has to be mouth, cause I'm not going to be able to get that in my ass. And if I did, like, my ass would be broken. And then what would I do after work or at work? But my ass would be broken, and that's not for me. So cantaloupe is mouth for me,
in
the mouth for, him as well, for Caleb as well. Tweet that Gay Day Holes hashtag. Next one is, okay. Not okay, but like
I know where this one's going in.
So the next one is the baseball bat. I'm just going to assume it's the thick end of the bat, right?
Oh, I was assuming.
If it's going to hit a ball, it can hit a prostate. So I'm going to say ass on that one. I'm going to try it. Like, I'm going to try to bang that prostate. But we're going to have like, it's going to have to go easy and, like, a fuck ton of lube. Like, I'm just going to get a gallon. Can you buy a lube in the gallon size? And I'm just going to fucking pour it. I'm fucking soak my ass in it, soak the bat in it. Like, maybe we can use – actually, you could probably get, like, you know those pliers that they use to spread a vagina when you have a baby? You can probably – you can probably just open your ass up with those.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
If a fucking baby can come out of a hole stretched by those, why can't a baseball bat go in one?
Oh,
I mean, I think you'd be sore probably, like, for a minute. But
yeah.
So for me, baseball bat is ass. Where are you shoving it?
I'd probably try it ass.
You're going
to
go
see.
In the ass?
Just to see, yeah. I might try
this
that.
This is fucking great. Straight guy says ass. He
I
wants
might,
that in
yeah.
his ass. But you know what? There was actually a study that shows, there are a couple studies, that your prostate, whether you're gay or straight, stimulating that leads to greater orgasms, right?
Yeah.
To more exciting, more enjoyable orgasms. And there's also been another study that even if it's not in a gay way, taking shit up your ass is good for sexual health and mental well-being altogether.
Yeah.
So maybe drop the mental well-being. I think I just added that in there. But, so, I mean, there's probably a lot of guys out there that would never admit it that are straight that yeah. would take the, I mean, maybe a baseball bat is kind of extreme.
It might be. Like, so in this like, sense.
Like a finger, I think, is typically what would go up there. Maybe two. But a baseball bat for you. Hey, you know what? We're on the same. I get the bat first, though.
We're not sharing the same fucking bat. Wait, are we talking a wood bat or a metal bat?
Oh, I'm not putting a wood bat up there. Wood that isn't would going fucking hurt. How? What would you do if you got a fucking splinter in your ass? Like, how would you dig that out? Did you go to the doctor? Like, so?
Hey, I got a splinter in my ass. Can you get that out?
I was hiking and tripped.
Yeah. Don't believe that one.
But, I mean, if you stuffed a baseball bat up there, they could probably just reach in and pull out the splinter, right?
You can do it yourself.
Right? Just a camera, a selfie stick, so you can... okay, so we've got time for a couple more, and then we'll probably go ahead and wrap up. The next one, and make sure, again, you hit my socials, both of them, Yup It's Zach, Yupitzac on Instagram and on Twitter, and make sure you fucking share what you would do with each of these objects, which of these holes you would put all of these objects in. And yeah, so the next object is, oh, easy for me, cucumber. Ass. Cucumbers are easy, they're nice, they're smooth. I would say ass. Where are you shoving it?
Mouth.
No ass?
I'm going to eat the cucumber.
You would shove a fucking baseball bat up your ass, but you wouldn't even think about a cucumber. Does that make
it's
sense?
It's food. Why fucking would straight you people. Shove food up there?
Fucking straight people. Oh, man. Okay. Wow. So cucumber for me, that was an easy one. Ass for him, mouth. Tweet me your answers. Tennis shoe. A fucking like sneaker, a shoe. Okay.
Brand new from the store. Mouth.
You'd put in your mouth. Yeah. So I actually know several people with like a sneaker / foot fetish. That's a really big thing. I don't know. Like the thought of putting a shoe in my mouth is gross.
But you would rather kick your ass.
But shoving it in my ass would, like, that would hurt. Unless it goes after the baseball bat. I mean, maybe if it goes after the baseball bat, it would be easier. And you'd have to, like, I feel like you'd have to wrap it in, like, some type of plastic wrap or aluminum. Maybe not aluminum foil, but like, something to smooth out the edges so it kind of slides in. And then you could lube the shoe up well.
Are we talking men's size or women's size?
Yeah, I wonder, or children's shoes.
No, like, let's not do children's shoes.
Like, whatever the shoe size is, what size are we talking about? Like, men's 10
wide.
Men, fuck
oh,
me,
hell
men's
no.
10 wide. Mouth.
Mouth.
Easy mouth. If it was 10 long, okay. But 10 wide?
No.
Mouth,
no,
for
no,
sure.
No.
Okay. This next one, we actually have plenty of in here in the studio, but we're probably not going to demonstrate. So it's a camera tripod. For me, this is easy. Ass.
Wow.
Okay, actually, so if this is the leg, a leg on a tripod, ass, yeah. Easy. If this is all three legs on a tripod.
Mouth.
Depends on the size of the tripod.
Wow.
We have some very small tripods in here, like we do. So if we use like the, if we're talking about the tripod that the Rebel's on there, that camera, this is like it's a 6-foot tripod, like pretty standard tripod. They're kind of thick legs. It's very sturdy. If we're just doing legs, like if it's just one leg, I would say ass, easy. But if it's all legs, I might try ass just to see. Just to see if it would fit, like if I could get it in. Like,
if you go after the baseball bat, it'll fit.
Well, with enough like, with enough patience and like lube and time, you can pretty much fit anything in your ass, right? It's just a matter of you getting used to it and stretching it out like a lot.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know what? I'm gonna go for it. I would say ass for this one. What? Where? Where would you put it?
Mouth. That's
okay. So if it's just one leg, where are you putting it?
One leg, I'd try the ass.
Try the ass.
Yeah,
just to see what.
Just
you
to
know,
see.
You know, give that get a little ride on the tripod. It's also black.
It's
if it's all three legs, where are you putting it?
No.
Pussy.
That's no.
Pussy. Real men shove tripods up their ass.
No, they don't.
They also don't fucking wear pink.
Well, that's true.
So next one is a tennis racket. Okay. And remember, guys, tweet me your answers. Hashtag gay day holes. It's the Gay Day Podcast. We're talking about your holes. So GAYDAYHOLES. Twitter and Instagram, yup, it's Zach, YUPITSZAC. Fucking follow me, you goddamn gays. So the next one is a tennis racket. This has to be the handle.
Because
you
be
can't put, it's physically impossible. Like, you would be fucking ripped apart if you tried to shove a tennis, like a whole racket, the racket, like hitter part of a tennis racket in your ass or your mouth. Handle. You would rip your cheeks open. Like, there's no way. So it's going to be handle. So for me, ass.
I'd try ass on that.
You try ass?
Yeah.
So let's see. In your ass as a straight guy, you've got a baseball bat.
No, I said I might try.
Okay. That's not what you said.
Depending on if it's a wood bat or a
That's not what you said.
Metal.
So in your ass, up your ass, you've got a baseball bat. No fucking way a cucumber. A camera tripod leg. And a tennis racket. Those will all go in your ass. So the tripod leg, tennis racket, cucumber, that grouping would make sense to me. The baseball bat. The baseball bat was a yup
just
ass.
Just to try it out.
Okay, whatever, but was a yup ass, but the cucumber was just unheard of. Like,
it's
this,
food.
That is completely unacceptable. You can eat it when you're done.
No.
But a tennis racket, also we both voted ass. We've actually only got a couple more on the list, so we're going to continue. Next one is orange traffic cone. Oh, my God. I would do so many things to an orange traffic cone.
The little ones we have in the studio, or are we talking construction size?
We're talking about the ones I run over on the freeway, right?
Oh, shit.
So, well, you don't run over cones on a freeway, but like a surface street, you would see a cone.
Yeah.
Where was that where I did actually run over a line of cones?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember it, but I've always wanted to run cones over.
There were
some cones set up. And
it was in Phoenix, I think.
I don't remember where it was, and I don't want to get too specific anyway, but I did get to realize that dream, which was a very exciting time for me. Orange traffic cones are fucking amazing. I will stuff them in whatever hole I can fit them in, period. Where are you stuffing them?
I'd try an ass on a cone.
So you, because you can gradually
exactly.
just fit it in, just because...
Yeah.
So we've got baseball bat, we've got camera tripod, tennis racket, and orange construction cone all up your ass so far. You're gonna have
just to try them out.
And this is all gonna be by that tall blonde tan woman, right?
Yeah.
And the last thing is water bottle. Where would you put a water bottle? So to me, it depends on the size of the water bottle, the shape of the water bottle. So I drink Fiji, which is very square. I wouldn't shove that up my ass because that's very square.
Yeah.
I would definitely, I have actually attempted deep throating a Fiji water bottle before. So that one is definitely mouth.
Wow.
It's just like, you know, when you're out with friends and you're all deep throating beer bottles and various different things. Water bottle was one of them. You deep throat it. I can deep throat the fuck out of a beer bottle, though.
I'm not surprised.
But, so for me, I would say water bottle. I'm going to say mouth. Where are you putting a water bottle?
Mouth, for sure.
Mouth?
Yeah.
Depends on the water bottle or just mouth in general?
Just mouth.
Just mouth in general.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so there you go. I think I stuck most things up my ass except things that would hurt.
Yeah.
Which is not surprising. Anybody that knows me, actually even people that shouldn't know that about me usually end up learning that information.
Wow.
You are going to ride a baseball bat.
Yeah. I might do that when I leave here. Maybe. We'll see.
That was cringy too. Okay. Anyway, So yeah, thanks for fucking joining the show. This was a lot of fun, Caleb.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of cool content coming up in the next episodes. We've got guests from all over the world. We've got I've got a sexy British guest coming up on one of the future podcasts whose accent and whose body and I think that's going to be a very enjoyable podcast.
That'll be like four takes.
Definitely catch that. Oh, we're going to need more than like oh man. It's definitely going to be an explicit podcast. Yeah, so we got a lot of cool shit coming up. Make sure you hit me again on socials. Yup, it's Zach, Yupitszac on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks again, Caleb, for joining the show. And make sure you share this link. Whether you're listening to us on Spotify or Overcast or Google Pod, Apple Pod, wherever you're listening to us, fucking share the link. Throw it on your socials. And make sure if you're answering, playing along with the game today, answer those on Twitter and use hashtag GayDayHoles. That's GayDayHoles. And that's it for today. I will see you guys whenever the fuck we get around to making another podcast.